We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. They include things like our bulletin board system. Over 500,000 posts await you. Interact with other listeners and talk about pretty much anything you want. It's virtually unmoderated, so keep that in mind. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls. Coming up, Philadelphia going to attempt to require bloggers to pay up for a license to blog. We'll explain here in a moment. Also, we'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. And to that end, we have Ryan on the line in Pennsylvania. Ryan, where are you calling from in Pennsylvania, by the way?
Actually, Harrisburg, the very capital.
Okay. So now you are telling us that apparently your property owner, or I guess nobody really owns property, as you're finding out here.
Right.
Well, you already knew that, but a lot of people believe they own property, and then they find out the hard way that, no, point of fact, you don't actually own property, because if you don't pay the criminal gang calling themselves the government of Harrisburg or the city of Harrisburg, that they're going to come and take what you thought was yours from you. And you apparently didn't pay back in 2008. Have you paid at any point since then, and why did you stop paying? Was it just finances or what?
Actually, I'd like to say that it was like some heroic anti-tax thing, but really what it was is I took this property over last year from my brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. It was an inherited property split three ways among my wife and her two brothers. And basically just what happened is he's a good guy, but he kind of fell way behind. And then we took over the property when he lost his job and stuff, and I said, well, you know what, I'll take care of it for a while. So we get this notice starting in May of this year, and I was like, well, I hate the idea of property taxes, but I'll pay them off so we have another year here at least, because I'm moving up to New Hampshire within the next year or two.
Oh, great.
Free state project. but either way, they started getting real threatening right away, and I'll have the money. Actually, I have the money right now, but I'm going to make them wait till September 19th.
Now, is there any extra, additional charges that they will hit you with if you make them wait, or no?
About they put about $200 in what they call interest already, which is surprisingly low for me from what I heard about, you know, fines and stuff with their interest.
Mm-hmm.
But the taxes are high here to begin with. But they're charging us another extra $100 for advertising and local publications that it's going to be in a tax sale. So it's like $100 more. I thought it'd be a lot more than that.
Well,
but
I'd like to chime in here. You know, the government can. What if they sell it on September the 18th? I mean, you know, like you never know exactly what it is that they're trying to say. Mm-hmm. And if they make some kind of mistake, then it's you who has to wear the onus of that, not them, because they will fight you with their attorney. So I don't see the benefit to waiting until September the 19th if you're going to pay. If you're going to pay them in nickels, pay them in nickels. Get it over with tomorrow, so there's less of a chance that they're gonna just heap more problems on your head like hot coals.
You know, that's a good point. I'll take that into consideration. I did have them on the phone for like an hour last week, making sure that everything was guaranteed, that the sale couldn't be before September 20th. Made them go over all their legalese and everything on the phone, which I know government can do whatever they want anyway. But you know, I might take your advice. I'm thinking about just doing it earlier than that.
Yeah, probably not a bad idea at all. So, well, let's get back to the notice story. So they post a big notice, a bright pink notice on your front door about how you're a naughty boy and that you better pay up. And then you decided that you were going to post a notice back because you knew he was coming out and posting these. The bureaucrat was coming out twice a week to post these notices, trying to get you to sign one of them. But you never did. So you posted a notice, and what did it say?
Well, he comes every Monday and Saturday, so I anticipated that he'd be here today. And it says, "Tax man." As I believe taxes are taxes theft, or taxation is theft, I can in good conscience pay these taxes. But under duress and the threat of physical violence, you will get your money no later than September 19th. And it had a on the back of it, just like their notice, I printed off a Google Maps or Google Earth satellite photo of the actual tax office in Harrisburg.
Which is what they did to you for our listeners just tuning in.
Yep.
It's cute.
And it was hilarious. And what was really classic about it is I have a video camera on my front porch, and I was watching it while he was here. He didn't know I was here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was literally scratching his head for a couple minutes. Like, he did not know how to react. And then he was looking around like, am I on candid camera? And he looked up at my camera and was like, oh, you know, kind of like, he looked kind of mad, but he honestly did not know how to react.
Yeah, we'll get a real job.
Right. You know? He stood out there for like 8 minutes, and then he kind of timidly posted the pink notice on my door again.
Did he bother to take your notice, or did he just leave it there?
He took it. He took it with him, actually.
Interesting.
So
evidence.
Who knows how they'll react to that.
Wow. Well, let us know what transpires with your plan to pay in some form of coinage, because that seems like, to me, it's more hassle than it's worth. But
there's always $1 bills, you know.
But it always, but the coinage will get you
bills,
bigger
right?
press. Like, if you do the coinage, you'll get more press, from what I've seen, because
right.
Paying in $1 bills, it's just not as newsworthy, I guess, as the coins.
You did it in $1 bills, right?
I did do it in $1 bills, and I don't think it broke any of the news broke anywhere outside of Keene.
No, but that was one of the first times I listened to your show at that point. And, yeah.
Well, the one thing that did happen with the dollar bills is I did get an editorial in the local newspaper because I stamped every single one of those dollar bills with a Free Talk Live stamp on one side and a Free Keen stamp on the other side. And because there was something like, because here it's a crazy amount of money. It was, you know, $2,600 for half a year. So I put in $2,601 bills or $2,800, however many it was, $1 bills into the
circulation
at all at one moment. And so they started showing up at pizza parlors and, you know, all around town. And so there was so much buzz, I guess, that the newspaper people noticed it. They wrote an editorial about it. I never expected to have me stamping dollar bills result in that kind of coverage at all. So that wasn't a result of necessarily doing the protest with the ones, but it was kind of, a tertiary or secondary result.
That's awesome.
Result from
That's
it,
really so. Awesome. I'd just like to say that I'm coming up for the Free State Project within the next 2 years, and I'm in the music industry. We book bands and promote shows, and we're industry to New Hampshire. So
great. That's fantastic. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let us know how that goes, and thanks again for the story tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Man, getting those coins. The other thing you got to do if you're going to get a bunch of coins like that is you got to place an order in advance to your bank.
Yeah, the bank doesn't have those just sitting around
right,
for you.
Right. So you've got to give them a heads up, and you need to talk to the bank and say, look, I need to have these coins by this date. Can you do it? They might not even be able to do it for you. I mean, I don't know.
I've seen these boxes. They're good-sized boxes, almost a foot square, maybe not quite a foot square. And I think it's $50 or $100 worth of pennies. And, you know, you can just multiply up from there as to what size these things are going to be. But you would literally need a pallet of pennies, to pay.
It would be tremendous. I mean, the idea of even if you could get a pallet of pennies or nickels or quarters, because they're all big and heavy.
Yep.
I mean, if they look small.
Not as heavy as they used to be, but they're heavy.
But they are heavy, and they will add up. And you get those on a pallet, you're going to need something to move the pallet. You're going to need to have some kind of a 18-wheeler or some heavy truck. I mean, I don't know what kind of truck can handle it. Some kind of freight truck in order to move that thing.
So well, the right pickup would handle it, but
I suppose so. The right pickup truck, but you've got to make sure you can get the pallet into the pickup truck. Cause some pickup
and get
trucks,
it down.
Little pickup trucks aren't going to be able to handle it. You're going to have a big pickup truck, so you have to be able to get it up and get it down, which means you're going to need not just a pallet jack, because the pallet jack doesn't – I mean, I'm having worked in a stockroom before. Pallet jacks don't go much more than a foot off the floor as far as how high you can get those. So you'd have to have a forklift, basically, at your disposal. You'd have to have a way to move the forklift to the city chambers or wherever it is you're going to go pay the property taxes, and get, you know, then you have to have a pallet jack as well to get the pallet through the door. Presuming you can get it through the door, it's not very likely. A lot of these doors are just standard width doors for human beings. You can't fit a pallet through them.
This is the whole trick of raising property taxes so people can't pay with coinage.
And more coming up here at 800-259-9231. It's a logistics nightmare to do this. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find a bunch of features there, and you'll find that they are all free, including our webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen and chat. The chat room's built in, same page as the webcam, and it's all free for you. But it's brought to you by memorydealers.com, so go to cam.freetalklive.com Enjoy.
Yeah, Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Now, if you're going to pay some sort of government fine, we were just talking about Ryan was on the line with us talking about possibly paying property taxes, thousands of dollars in coins, and I'm sorry, I just don't. You would have to really put some serious time and effort into making that even a possibility. And you're going to possibly hurt yourself just lifting those damn coins. And plus, once you get them to the property tax office, they could very well just tell you, yeah, we don't have to take those from you.
Yeah, if you want to give those to you, you're going to have to put your name and address on every one of the rolls in case they don't have actually 50 coins in them.
Right. So they're going to try to throw up roadblocks, whereas if you come in with something a little easier, like ones, it might make it a little more possible for you. Plus, you can't stamp coins, and stamping ones is fairly useful because stamped ones usually will not be taken out of circulation by a bank teller. So, and it's usually them that make decisions on whether a bill is too mutilated or not, and they send it back in and they get credit and that kind of thing.
And we've never heard of any crime for stamping a bill.
Oh, certainly not. Certainly, well, the Where's George folks have done the research on that.
Yeah.
The Where'sGeorge.com, I'm sure if you've had enough money pass through your hands, you've probably seen some of those. And it's a fairly large organization as far as they've stamped a lot of bills, and the people have stamped a lot of those bills, and it's all good. But if you're going to pay with coins, then try it with something a little small-timey, a little more small dollar, like $300 for a blogger license. Of course, I don't recommend you pay that one at all. In fact, I recommend against paying as many government license fees as you possibly can. Here's the story, though, from Philadelphia's citypaper.net. For the past 3 years, Marilyn Bess has operated MS Philly Organic, a small, low-traffic blog that features occasional posts about green living out of her Manya Young home. Between her blog and infrequent contributions to eHow.com over the last few years, she says she's made about $50.
Awesome.
That might cover her web hosting fees.
Raking it in.
To Bess, her website is a hobby. To the city of Philadelphia, it's a potential moneymaker. And the city wants its cut. Because, you know, whenever somebody's doing anything at all, whether it's fun or business, the government people, they want to make some money at it. I mean, if they aren't making money off of you doing something, they feel like they're not doing their jobs. So in May, the city sent Bess a letter demanding that she pay $300, the price of a business privilege license. Now, before we go on, let's just look at the words there. Business privilege license. What is a privilege?
A privilege is something that's granted to you.
Meaning you have to ask permission.
What else would it be?
Right. So you don't have a right to do business.
Right.
In the land of the free.
You know,
in Philadelphia, the home of the Constitution or whatever, right?
It's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, as if people, you know, can somehow function without doing business, without making money. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, you could just go work for the government. And then if everybody worked for the government, Mark, then everybody would get paid.
That seems like what they want.
So $300 for a business privilege tax, a net profits tax on a handful of money is outrageous. This is her quote. The real kick in the pants is that I don't even have a full-time job. So for the city to tell me to pony up $300 for a business privilege license, pay wage tax, business privilege tax, net profits tax on a handful of money is outrageous, says Bess. And Bess, it would be outrageous if they said that to you, no matter how much money you were making, or how many people you employed, or how popular your blog was. It would be one thing if Bess's website were, well, an actual business, this according to the city paper, or if the amount of money the city wanted didn't outpace her earnings sixfold. Sure, the city has its rules, and yes, cash-strapped cities can't very well ignore potential sources of income. But at the same time, people are just so obedient. But at the same time, there must be some room for discretion and common sense.
And that's what this is all about. This is a plea to lower the fee. And not, outrage at the idea of a fee. Who are you to tell me that I can't do this?
No one's coming at it from that perspective. There's certainly no one in the mainstream media is coming at it from that perspective. And that really does strike at the root. Who are you people? Who do you think you are? You are nothing more, you city people, the city of fill in the blank. You are nothing more than men and women who are ruling over others with a threat of force. And I don't owe you anything if I want to go about my business of blogging or doing whatever business, providing whatever product or service it is that I want to provide. They are just strange people to me. Maybe they're great folks at home, you know, maybe they're really nice with their family members and things like that. But they're threatening people in their day job. And people don't want to see it, by the way. I've been in some conversations with some folks over at a Facebook group. They created a Facebook Free Keen from the Free Keen Stigma Facebook group. And there have been some good conversations. I think it's going to be very useful. I think it's allowing people that have critical things to say about what they perceive of as being the liberty activists here in Keene doing. It's allowing people to have their comments attributed to themselves rather than having all these anonymous hate posts. There's actually some discussion going on. And I've been having it, Curtis and I and a few others have been having a discussion with a local school teacher who, you know, he just doesn't want to see it. He believes that taxes are the price, you know, we pay to have services and
Services, though. If you have to have them, they're not services.
So we point out that, look, you know, all of these things can be provided if they're done on a voluntary basis. Nobody's saying you shouldn't have schools or protection or fire protection or anything like that. It's just saying, hey, stop threatening people. And they don't want to see that. They don't want to see the gun in the room. It's just it's too uncomfortable for them to see it. The same way with everybody that's been, you know, essentially indoctrinated by the government system. I mean, it's tough to realize later on in your life that you've been believing a lie. It's not to say that you've been brainwashed. You've just been indoctrinated. You can be unindoctrinated. You can learn the truth. But you have to be willing to question your presuppositions. You have to be willing to question your beliefs. And a lot of people it's a frightening thing. Anyway, when Bess pressed her case to officials with the city's now-closed tax amnesty program, she says, I was told to hire an accountant. That's compassion for you, huh?
Yeah. You don't like it? Hire an accountant.
Hey, they're your public servants. They're acting like it, aren't they?
Yeah.
She's not alone. After dutifully reporting even the smallest profits on their tax filings this year, a number, though no one knows exactly what that number is, of Philadelphia bloggers were dispatched letters informing them that they owe $300 for a privilege license, plus taxes on any profits they made. We'll tell you more about this coming up here in moments. 800-259-9231. Would you pay if you were in the city of Philadelphia? What are they going to do to people who don't pay? 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets, and the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks
hopes up. The Sparkle Auto Chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include our news updates and our Shrine of Female Listeners and archives and more. We just give it all away to you, because that's the way a talk show website should be. In fact, I think you'll find that we give more away than other talk shows charge you for. Find out for sure. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. And if you enjoy the program, you can support the show by promoting us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you will be able to access a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com. Speaking of other great websites, you want the latest on ending the war, on how terrible war is, you need to go no further than our friends over at antiwar.com.
Yeah, antiwar.com is your source for anti-war news and views for more than 15 years. They're having their quarterly pledge drive. You can strike a blow against the empire and give to antiwar.com at antiwar.com/donate. They have a telephone number there that you can call during business hours if you would prefer to use the telephone at antiwar.com/donate, and it's Osborne approved.
Yeah, in fact, of course, anti-war radio is heard on the Liberty Radio Network every single day during the week from noon to 3 at LRN.FM. That's noon to 3 Eastern Time. And Scott, that's Scott Horton. He does a darn good show.
Yeah, smart guy.
He's well-informed, and he's got some of the most informed guests. He had Julian Assange on, I think, from WikiLeaks.
Yeah, did you hear what they did to him over the weekend?
They charged him with, like, rape or something like that?
And then retracted it all within
nice.
24 hours.
Nice. Because whenever
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but geez, what was that all about?
Just trying to besmirch him, right?
Why would the Swedish officials particularly want to do that?
It's weird.
I don't know. It's very weird.
Anyway, back to the story here from citypaper.net. Of course, we're going to take your phone calls about anything you want. But first, a little bit more detail on what sort of scam these criminals are running in the city of Philadelphia. Now, of course, they're always running some kind of scam. This is just one of their thousands of scams. The larger the city, the more the scams, the more the protection rackets they have, which is why I feel like people living in cities, I don't know if they're going to see liberty anytime soon. It's going to be more, it's challenging enough to change a city of 25,000 people, let alone a city the size of Philadelphia.
Mm.
So we're just focusing on one of their oodles and oodles and oodles of regulations. Now, don't you worry, citizen. These are rules that we've made up to protect you. We have to keep you safe from unscrupulous businessmen. That's why we have all of these fees and paperwork and licenses and regulations. We're just trying to keep the market an even keel, level out the playing field, as they like to say. We're just trying to protect you from bloggers that might blog without giving us money.
Right. It's really silly. It's obviously a plan A. They don't like the idea of citizens having the power of the press. Government has always stood in the way of dissemination of information. Mm-hmm. Secondly, these governments are just greedy as they could possibly be for any spare dollar that they can find. They are bloated and inefficient and don't know how to pare down spending, simply can't do it. They're, essentially legally unable to do it in a lot of cases. So they've got to try to extract funds in any way they can possibly do it.
So they're sending notices out to people, threats, saying they've got to pay $300 for a business privilege license. But you have to ask yourself, how in the heck are they finding out who the bloggers are? How are they getting an address to which they could send? I mean, I guess you could get an email address, but usually the government doesn't send official paperwork via email. So,
well, the reason they're doing is that Philadelphia and probably Philadelphia proper and Pennsylvania in general have an income tax form that goes along with their, the federal income tax form. So these people have dutifully said that, I received $38.54 from somebody who decided to put a little advertisement on my blog for a year or whatever.
That's exactly how this happened. And it's just proof that a little bit of obedience leads to a lot more down the line. As soon as you keep jumping, as soon as you jump through one hoop, they will put up 10 more for you to jump through. And because these people are so obedient and so docile that they report every little bit of income they possibly could have in their lives, that they've reported all the teeny little amounts that, money that have trickled into their blogs. That's how these bumbling bureaucrats have figured out how they even have a blog in the first place. Because you can host a blog anywhere you want. It doesn't matter if the blog is hosted in Philadelphia. What matters is that the blogger has told the city of Philadelphia through what is apparently a city income tax. And can you verify that for me, Mark, that Philadelphia has a city income tax? I know that New York City does and some cities out in California. But through a city income tax, presumably, because it would seem unlikely that the state of Pennsylvania would give them a heads up on this. Right. So it's got to be a city income tax. So they put all this information on there. In fact, after dutifully reporting even the smallest profits on their tax filings this year, a number, though no one knows exactly what that number is, of Philadelphia.
Welcome to the new Philadelphia Income Tax Department page.
Yeah, so they've got it. They were dispatched letters informing them they owe $300 for a privilege license. Plus, don't forget the taxes on the profits you made. And even if, as with Sean Barry, that profit is $11 over 2 years. Barry's music-oriented blog, Circle of Fits, is hosted on Blogspot. As of this writing, its homepage has two ads on it, but because he gets only a fraction of the already low ad revenue, the rest goes to Blogspot, it's far from lucrative. People don't get into blogs to make money. They get into blogs to spread their opinions and their ideas, and in this case, their music, etc. Personally, he says, I don't think Circle of Fits is a business. It might be someday if I start selling coffee mugs, keychains, or locks of my hair to my fans. I don't think blogs should be taxed unless they're making an immense profit. Of course, got to stick it to the rich guys, right?
Yeah, it's the immense profits. Yeah.
The city disagrees.
Of course they do.
Even though small-time bloggers aren't exactly raking in the dough, the city requires privilege licenses for any business engaged in any activity for profit, says tax attorney Michael Mandel of Center City Law firm blah, blah, blah. This applies whether or not they earned a profit during the preceding year, he adds. So even if your blog collects a handful of hits a day, as long as there's the potential for it to be lucrative, and as Mandel points out, most hosting sites set aside space for bloggers to sell advertising, the city thinks you should cut it a check. See, the city can think, Mark. Did you know that?
It's, well, you know, this isn't a piece of their revenue. This is more than their revenue. This is a $300 license privilege, or what do they call it, license in order to do business. For to sell 30-something dollars worth of ads over 2 years that you then have to give them taxes on.
That's how they all work, though, Mark. I mean, don't bitch and moan. That's how it always works. Look, if you want to go and set up a lemonade stand in some cities, it's $120 a day restaurant tax for a daily kind of operation like that. There's no guarantee that you're going to make a profit, especially when the city's taxing it all right away from you right out the gate. So why shouldn't these bloggers have to go through all the jump through all the same hoops? Everybody else has to get a business privilege license. Why shouldn't the bloggers have to?
I don't know. This is just,
well, that's the logic here.
It's the immensity of the stupidity here. Is the idea that, well, you know, some people have to do this kind of pay these kind of fees, so everybody should have
well,
to pay
right,
these kind of fees.
If they let the bloggers get away with not paying this $300 fee, then everybody will be able to not pay it.
But this is clearly all this is going to result in is people not either A, reporting their income from their blogs, or B, not blogging. Is that really what we want in America?
The first one, yes.
What?
Not reporting the income from their blogs.
Well, that, I want people not to report their income, but it's obviously not what the people that would be making the statement that,
well, some people have to pay taxes, so everybody actually have to pay some unreasonable, stupid taxes.
God, it's so crazy, the idea that these government bureaucrats just come up with a number, $300, and you should have to pay that number. This isn't based on how much money you're making. This is some kind of potential that they've come up with in their minds.
Well, number is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. Of course, is there anybody out there that actually supports these people paying these taxes, unless you're a city bureaucrat? 1-800.
Oh, you can call in if you're a city bureaucrat.
You can, sure. I'm just saying that would be my prediction as to who would possibly support this. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Maybe the newspapers would, too. It's Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. Main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to control the content of the website. All that stuff you'll see in the main column of our site at freetalklive.com, created by listeners like you. You find something online that you think's pretty spiffy, you submit it to our website. So this story that we're sharing with you right now from Philadelphia about the $300 business profits tax that is being leveled against bloggers who reside within this corporate city limits. It was right there on the front page of our website. It was voted up by our listeners. Somebody took the time to submit it to the website, because if nobody took the time to submit anything to freetalklive.com, we'd have to change the site because there'd be nothing there. So everything you see is created by listeners like you. You get to vote on the content. You tell us whether you like it or not, whether you like each item that's on the site or not. Vote on whichever ones you want to, whichever ones you feel motivated to. And then the site aggregates it all together, and the most popular end up right there on the front page in the top of the site. Head over there, get interactive at freetalklive.com. Just going to finish up some thoughts here on this $300 tax they're trying to hit bloggers with in Philadelphia, because they have a blog. And it doesn't matter if your blog only collects a handful of hits a day, as the government bureaucrats and their defenders point out, as long as there's the potential for it to be lucrative, then the city people think they should be cut a check. Indeed, Andrea Manino, the Philadelphia's Department of Revenue, she says, choosing the option to make money from ads, regardless of how much or how little money is actually generated, qualifies a blog as a business.
Well, you know, I don't know about making money from ads, but I can tell you ads are a service, especially when you're talking about these, blogs that are special interests. Think about, special interest situations where you can really benefit. If you want to eat, vegan, organic, locally grown food in the city of Philadelphia, it may be difficult to find out who has what where. But if you go to a blog where they talk about vegan, locally grown, organic food in the city of Philadelphia, well, then you'll find out people that advertise it want to reach that marketplace. This is a service to the people that read these things. This isn't some kind of, these people are evil capitalists. No, they're not. They're trying to help other people.
The same rules apply to freelance writers, said the bureaucrats. A former city paper news editor, Doran Trasig, once lamented the city considers freelancers, which both Bess and Barry are, in addition to their blog work, businesses, and requires them to pay for a license and pay taxes on their profits, on top of their state and federal taxes. Menino says the city doesn't keep track of how many bloggers and small website owners are affected, but bloggers aren't the only ones upset with the city's tax structure. In June, city council members unveiled a proposal to reform the city's business privilege tax in an effort to make Philly a more attractive place for small businesses. If their bill passes, bloggers will still have to get a privilege license if their sites are designed to make money, but they would no longer have to pay taxes on their first $100,000 in profit. So basically it would change nothing for them. They're still going to demand the $300 for them, but they are from them rather, but they won't have to pay the profits tax unless they make $100,000.
It's the $300 that's unreasonable.
Yeah. It would be unreasonable if it were $25. Who the hell are these people? Their bill will be officially introduced in September, and blah, blah, blah. Perhaps, but it doesn't change the fact that the city wants some people to pay more in taxes than they earn. Well, that's how taxes work. It doesn't matter, man. They don't care. Licenses, they don't care if you ever make a dime at your business. You have to pay them up front for what they're saying is a privilege in order to attempt to make a profit. So from their perspective, this is not unusual. From the city government people's perspective, these are just businesses, and they're just doing their jobs. They're just I'm just doing my job. Yeah. I got to tax you.
This is indeed. This is where this all comes from. Is the idea that humans are somehow divorced from their activity trying to make money? Like I'm a human the rest of the time, and I'm a business person when I'm trying to make money. I'm always thinking about my business. It's you know, sometimes I'll get on and I'll send emails at 2 o'clock in the morning. My business is me, and the idea that you can tax some behavior and not others is just crazy.
Yep.
This just goes to show with this licensing fee on blogs that aren't going to make that much money. I would say very few of the blogs actually clear the $300 mark. This just goes to show that they consider you their servants. It's not that you have to work. It's that if you do work, we get a certain amount of the money that you make.
And they get to sit
in this case,
and do
more than 100%.
They get to sit around and do nothing and collect your efforts.
Yep. And that's what these bureaucrats in the city hall are doing. They're doing nothing. They're not doing nothing productive. They're counting the stolen gain that the government makes. They're not actually producing widgets and wadgets.
Right. All they're doing is figuring out ways to get more of your money. They figured out a way to go after bloggers.
They're just accountants for the criminal gang. That's all. Yeah. They're just like Al Capone hiring the accountants.
It's disgusting. Anyway, I thought we should share that with you because it's very likely that you'll see this happen in more places. I mean, if the Philadelphia gang gets away with it, other cities that have city income taxes will say, oh, my God, why didn't we think of this?
Oh, yeah, they'll be right on it.
Yeah. So look out. 800-259-9231. Heck, even here in Keene, New Hampshire, there was some statist that called the local talk show over the weekend demanding that that I be taxed or given, you know, demanded that the city license me for having a blog or putting up videos online. And luckily, the city councilor's response to that was, I don't think we can do that. And she's probably right, I mean, from a free speech perspective. But if they try it from a business license perspective, I can tell them they can go pound sand. I'm not going to get their damn permission
slip. I guess I really do wonder what would happen to these people that didn't pay the $300.
That is my question, and that has not been answered by this story.
Since it seems to be included in the income tax area, it doesn't. I guess it's not really, though, because this is a licensing thing.
Yeah. Could they dock your income tax if you don't pay for a business license?
I suppose they could. And what happens on your, I don't know. I have no idea what happens, but I can tell you what, this drives people out of the city of Philadelphia. This, you know, if you're a freelance journalist or a blogger or whatever, and you're getting this $300 a year penalty for living in the city of Philadelphia, it's surrounded by other little municipalities. Why not just move to one of those?
It's just so sad, though. I mean, really, the saddest part about this is that people are so obedient, they're reporting the $5 they're getting from the blog ads.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's probably $10.99. The blog, it's probably the blog. The blog aggregator that's doing it. I don't know.
It's just so sad.
The website company.
Are these taxes really so invasive that they would discover whether or not you earned $10 from a Google ad? Has it gotten that bad out there? I mean, I don't know. I haven't paid income tax since 2004, so... I don't know how bad it is. I guess it's getting worse.
I didn't have income in most of those years between 2004 and now.
Well, whatever. Still, I'm not. They want you to pay the taxes.
Indeed. Oh, yes.
The
they want you to even fill out the form.
Stupid crap. Who the hell are they? I'm not going to give them anything. They don't. They haven't earned. I have no obligation to them. And these people in Philadelphia don't have any obligation to these government bureaucrats anyway, either. Let's continue with your phone calls. You can bring up anything to Bing in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bing. Hello, Bing.
Hey, Mark and Ian. I can tell you exactly how one way they can figure out if you have a blog or not. If you have your own registered domain and you don't do a private domain registration and you just put your information out there, you can do a Whois search. They can get your telephone number, email address, anything.
That's true, but that's not how they're doing it, because that would require them to know about the blog's existence in the first place in order to do that research. The reason they're finding out in Philadelphia is because people are putting down the info. Well, I have a blog that's called blah, 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 and, you know, I've made this much money off of it this year. So they're using people's own obedience to crush them even further under their boots.
You know exactly what they need to do? Not pay.
I agree completely.
I'll pay
it. People are too chicken for that sort of stuff.
I mean, I'm about to start a blog here, and if they do anything like this in Louisville, Kentucky, I can guarantee you I'm not going to pay it.
Good.
They can come knock on my door. They can do whatever they want to do. I'm not going to pay them a dime.
Right on, man. I just wish more people had that that attitude. Well, I guess a lot of people do have that attitude, except they just kind of keep quiet about it, right?
I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of being scared, sick of hiding. I'm just
good.
Going to be outright with it.
That's what you got to do. At some point, you've got to get fed up at some point, right? I mean, how many regulations and taxes are people willing to put up with? I mean, clearly it's not a bit.
Right. Do they not understand that all these taxes and regulations kill small businesses? Small businesses are the ones that actually create jobs.
I don't think they care. They don't care. As long as the city government can keep milking cash from people, then that's until they actually start leaving in droves, until people start running away from Philadelphia, as they are from Detroit, then the city people won't figure it out. Now, I don't know if they figured it out in Detroit yet. I don't know if they have. Thank you for the call tonight, though. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, do you think the real estate situation in Detroit would be a little heads up to the city government people there? Like, hey,
your crap isn't working.
Yeah, government,
they don't care.
Is a problem. No, they're still making money off of whoever's still there. They're still managing to siphon as much as they can, because that's what it's all about. Is get as much as you can possibly get, and then, if it all crashes in, at least you've cashed in, if you're a government bureaucrat, that is. Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.